What's up, Shoreline family? Hello again. It's me, Jermaine, your local youth pastor, and we're continuing our series this summer, High School Heroes, where we've been observing the lives of teenagers in the Bible with a heroic faith that led to a heroic way of life. And today we're continuing that series by looking at the life of the last judge of the nation of Israel, and his name was Samuel. And so if you have your Bible, turn there with me to the book of 1 Samuel, kind of a third of the way through your Old Testament, 1 Samuel, and we'll largely be in chapters 2 and 3. And to set up where we're going, I want to invite you into a feeling that you've probably felt before. Have you ever been to a theme park or the Texas State Fair or Disney World or something like that, and you really wanted to get on a ride or experience something at this theme park place, and you couldn't do it because you were too young, too light, or too small? You know, there's a lot of rides at these theme parks that you can't ride unless you're a certain age, unless you're a certain weight, or unless you're a certain height. And the most recent experience of that was a couple years ago. I was in Disney World with some of my family members, my wife, and she wasn't my wife then, my fiance at the time. And her nephew was 3 years old. And we were going on this ride at Epcot called Soaring. If you've ever been there, I'm sure you've been on it. And you have to be either a certain age, I think you have to be maybe 3 or 4, or a certain height. And my nephew didn't meet any of the requirements. And so here we are at Disney World. Everyone's going on this ride except for this 3-year-old who's being told that he's too young to go on the ride. And so one of my wife's aunts takes him and, you know, kind of sits this one out since he wasn't able to go on the ride. And you can imagine that moment where you're being told, hey, you are being excluded from this experience because you're too young. And the reason I bring that up in relation to Samuel is because there's so much that we're going to learn today from him that is a reminder to us that we're never too young to do certain things. Specifically, be surrendered to God, to follow God, and to be a messenger of His kindness and grace in the life of others. And so I want to show you all of those things from the life of Samuel. So we'll be looking at 1 Samuel chapter 2, but just to give you a bit of context, the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, are now settled in the promised land of Israel, and they're being ruled by God. It's called a theocracy, where these men who are judges, these women who are judges, are the ones who are leading the charge of helping the people follow God. But it isn't going that well, honestly. And during the period of the judges, what you see is that the people rebel against God. They go their own way, and then eventually they experience a consequence of their sin and are taken over by a foreign nation, and then they cry out to God, God help us please, and God sends a judge. The judge rescues them, the judge restores order, and then they go back to normal, and then the cycle starts all over again. And so we see this going on for a couple centuries until we get to this young man named Samuel. Now his mom's name is Hannah, and just like my wife, which is amazing, but Hannah isn't able to have any kids. And so she's pleading with God, and she says, God, please let me have a son. And if I have a son, I'm going to dedicate him to you. Basically, I'm going to give him up to be a pastor. I'm going to allow him to be a priest in the nation of Israel. And so that's exactly what happens. God gives Hannah this son named Samuel, and she gives him over to Eli, the high priest, the chief priest, to train up to be a next priest, a prophet, and a judge in Israel. And so we see his story play out in 1 Samuel chapters 2 and 3, and we're going to point out a couple things from there. So, as a boy and teenager, Samuel was seeking to follow God. He was seeking to serve God, right? Because he was learning and being this priest for the nation of Israel. But the problem was he had some terrible role models. Eli, the high priest, he had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who were not following God. In fact, we read about their activity in 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verses 12 and 22. So I'm going to read those two verses for you to give you some color about these two sons. Verse 12 says, Eli's sons were scoundrels. You never want to be called that. They had no regard for the Lord. And then verse 22 says, Now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So what were these guys doing that was so wrong? They were basically abusing their position of power to get resources and food from the people that would bring their sacrifices to offer to God as a sign of respect and worship. And they were gaining from it to fill their bellies and to provide for themselves. And then they were running after all of the pleasures that they were experiencing or wanted to experience by chasing after these young women in an inappropriate way with these women who are not their wives. And so these were the two guys that this young boy Samuel had to look up to. Some would say not very good examples, right? And so here's the first truth that I want you to see from the life of Samuel. Here's how he responds in this scenario where he has terrible examples to follow. Look at 1 Samuel 2 verse 18, the first part. It says this, But Samuel, though he was only a boy, served the Lord. But Samuel, though he was only a boy, served the Lord. And so here's the truth that I want to give to you right now, is that you're never too young to choose who to follow. The reality of the world that we live in, and maybe some of your experiences, is that you have some bad examples. Maybe family members, maybe friends, maybe social media influencers, maybe athletes, whatever it might be. The reality, the sad reality, is that there are a ton of bad influences, bad examples out there. But you have an opportunity, you have a choice, I would even say, to choose who you follow. So while Samuel had these bad examples right in front of him, even though he was a boy, not even a high school hero, a boyhood hero, he chose to follow God. And so I want to encourage you with that, that in spite of the bad examples that might be around you, you still have a choice, an incredible choice to make, to choose to follow God. And so let's keep going and see what else we can learn from Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, we see God kind of officially make his call to Samuel to be, you know, this prophet and this judge over the nation of Israel. And so to set the scene, 1 Samuel chapter 3, everyone's asleep in the temple or in the tabernacle, and Samuel's asleep, and he hears a voice call his name out. Not once, not twice, but three times. And every time, he thought it was Eli, the dad of the two bad example sons. He thought it was Eli calling him, and so he would run to him and say, Did you call me? Excuse me, did you call me? And he would say, No. Over and over again, and then Eli finally figured out, this must be God calling this young man. And so he said, hey, the next time you hear this voice, just say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And then let's see what happens when that happens in 1 Samuel 3, 10 and 11. So it says in chapter 3 of 1 Samuel, verses 10 and 11, the Lord came and stood there calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. And so God goes to Samuel and he's given him this prophecy about what's going to happen to the future, in the future nation of Israel. And he's saying to Samuel, you're the one who's going to deliver this message. And so here I see another truth to remind you of, is that you're never too young to serve God in significant ways. You're never too young to serve God in significant ways. This young man, this teenager who was learning from Eli, who had bad examples, God went to him and chose him and said, come on, I got a mission and you're the one to do it. And the encouragement I have for you is, whether you're 15, 16, 17, 18, however old you are listening to this, is that you can serve God now in significant ways. You don't have to wait until later on. You don't have to wait until you have your life together. God wants you and needs you to be willing, to willingly surrender your life to him, just like Samuel did. One more thing from the life of Samuel, and then we'll wrap up. Of course, after Samuel gets this message from God, Eli wants to know what the message is. And so we see him kind of asking what's going on to Samuel in 1 Samuel 3, verses 16 through 18. Let me read those verses for you. But Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." And Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it that he said to you? What did God say?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." And so Samuel basically delivered a really hard message where God had gave him this prophecy of the future where Eli and his sons would be punished for their disobedience and just ways of taking advantage of other people for their sin. That their sin was going to have consequences that would go on for generations. Imagine that as a teenager. Having to tell basically your boss and the people that you're looking up to as an example that the Lord is gonna cut their lives short and that terror awaits them in the future. That's a hard message to deliver, isn't it? But Samuel did it anyways as a teenager. And here's a message, or here's the truth from here, is that you're never too young to be God's messenger. You're never too young to be God's messenger. And sometimes that's a really hard message of confronting a friend, a family member, someone you love, and pointing out something in their life that may not be God's best. And if that's someone who knows you and loves you and trusts you, you have that relationship, that opportunity to be God's messenger and deliver maybe a difficult message. Or maybe you have someone in your life that needs some encouragement, that needs some reminding of truth, and you have the very same privilege to be a messenger of hope and encouragement in their life. You're never too young to be a messenger. And so overall, the principle we learned from Samuel is that, hey, you can choose who you follow, that you're never too young to serve God in significant ways, and that you're never too young to be God's messenger. And to summarize that, I would say it like this: you're never too young to seek and serve the Lord. And so however old you are, even if you've been excluded from certain things in the past because of your age, I want to tell you that one thing that you're invited into, regardless of your age, is to seek God and to serve Him faithfully. And I pray that that would be something that you allow and choose to mark your lives for all of your days. Thank you guys for listening. Love y'all. We'll see you soon.